This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The World Trade Center may have symbolized business and finance, but it was also the home of the arts group, the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council. Their offices in the partly collapsed Building 5 were destroyed. They produced free music and dance performances in the World Trade Center Plaza. The council also provided studio space in Tower 1 for 25 artists. One of those artists, Michael Richards, died in the attack. His studio was on the 92nd floor. The council has organized a memorial for him, which will be held this evening. Earlier today, I called Liz Thompson, the executive director of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Center. She told me why she liked being based at the World Trade Center.
Well, it was bizarre. I mean, for an artist's studio, the artists would go up to these high floors in their clothes, sometimes carrying the scent of their, you know, paints or materials, and next to them would be somebody in a, you know, pinstripe suit with a briefcase. There were a lot of unusual juxtapositions, and there was great beauty. There was great beauty looking out of those windows. It was an extraordinary experience.
And a lot of artists painted the view from the windows, is that right? Because I think a lot of them painted cityscapes.
We had two programs going simultaneously. One program was called Cityscapes, and that was an outgrowth of the original intention of the program, and that was to have artists use the views from the windows. And there are many exquisite paintings and watercolors and drawings made. Simultaneously, there was another program that we then called World Views, which dealt with the questions raised by artists being in the building, by the very iconic nature of the building, by the shape of the architecture, how the architecture shaped people's emotions, and how people from various cultural backgrounds related to this building.
How many of the artists in your program were in their studios at the time of the attack?
There were two artists, one cityscape artist, Vanessa, who got out alive miraculously, and Michael Richards, who did not.
And you're holding a memorial for him today.
We are holding a memorial service for him tonight.
Liz, where were you at the time of the attack?
I had breakfast that morning with Jeffrey Wharton, who is the man who was running the trade centers for Silverstein Properties, the new owners. And we were on Windows on the World.
That's the restaurant on the very top.
And we were talking about the relationship of this program and would we have space in the building, and he assured me that we would. We always used unused space. They obviously couldn't give us space if somebody was willing to pay the prime rate for it. And Jeff, thank God, I think is one of those people who works on a fast watch, because he said, Liz, I don't want to hurry you, but I have an appointment. And I looked at his watch, I didn't have mine on, and it was 9 o'clock.
Wow.
So we went downstairs, and I guess from the timings I've heard that he was running late on his watch. And we got off the elevator, and we were standing in the lobby talking about commissioning an artist to do some text-based work for the holiday season, that it needed to be ecumenical and inclusive, and along the balcony of the mezzanine, which wrapped downstairs. And a few sentences into our conversation, we heard this sound, and it was a strange, vacuous sound in the lobby. I can't explain it. It was like a change in the air, and we saw glass falling outside, and the people who were out by the windows running. So Jeff headed for the basement, and I went down with him, and then I saw somebody running towards me in smoke, and I turned my head. I saw an exit, and I just went out.
Outside?
Outside, yeah. I consider myself extraordinarily lucky.
How far away were you when the buildings fell?
Well, by that time, again, miraculously looked up on the street and saw somebody I knew from years ago with his children. He had just picked them up downtown. And he had a home nearby, and so he took me there. And so I was in his home. We were watching television. So I got away very quickly. I was extremely fortunate. Some members of my staff, two members of my staff were in Building 5, the top floor. The debris started hitting that building. They got away. Someone else was across the street. He ran also in a daze. And then we had been doing a performance, free performance series, Evening Stars, down on the plaza. And our trailer was next to Building 1, right at the base of it. And our stage crew was there at 8 o'clock in the morning preparing for tech rehearsal that night. They just had this showered upon them. And also, I think their getting away was very, very difficult. But they're all right.
What's next for you? What are you doing? Are you trying to keep the organization together and keep the people together and relocate? Or?
Well, we're healing and working at a feverish pace at the same time. I have an extraordinary staff. I have a staff of 15 people who come from all different points of view, all different backgrounds. Lebanese American and Asian American, Haitian American, Irish American. We have a staff that consists of a really diverse group of people. And we have always gained strength from each other's differences. And the whole staff has a passionate sense of commitment to serving the needs of people who are working as cultural workers, as artists, who are dedicated to seeing this world in a light that enhances who we are as human beings. And they were dedicated to that before, and they're even more dedicated to it now.
You're having a memorial this evening for Michael Richards, the artist from your group who was killed in the attack. Your group is about art and performance. Are you having any performers or bringing any art to the memorial?
No, this is about Michael. This is about Michael. This is about his work. He came from a wonderful, loving family, a kind and gentle group of people who had given me support in this time. I don't think many of his family members will be there. His father is still stricken and with grief. But this memorial this evening is for people to come and stand shoulder to shoulder and remember Michael, to hear words about Michael. We will have a few songs sung, a hymn. It's a time for people to stand together and lovingly remember Michael.
Well, Liz, I'm so sorry about the loss of Michael Richards. I'm grateful that everyone else in your group pulled through, and I wish you the best in the uncertain future. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Terry.
Liz Thompson is the executive director of the Lower Manhattan Cultural Council. This is Fresh Air.